Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You want to hear what Fred Warner has to say about the Niners not playing with a sense of urgency?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds to me, well, we'll play it.
Okay.
I think
you're teasing me now.
Well, I think you might have taken offense to the concept.
Possibly.
I don't think it's like, George, you're wrong. I just think that, again, people say things and then we try to interpret what's going on. And I think that the interpretation in some way may have offended Fred Warner. You tell me. Take a listen. This is Fred Warner on all of the talk about the Niners not being desperate until last Sunday against the Bears.
I know there's been talk about desperation around the building ever since that game this past Sunday. I haven't really talked about it much because I felt like that was already like the feeling the last few weeks. It just hadn't really come together like you wanted it to. I think it just really showed through and through all three phases. When you do execute and you win in a big way like you did, like we did on Sunday, then all of a sudden that's going to be what everybody's talking about. But I don't want it to get lost that, like, We didn't go out there in Green Bay. We didn't go out there in Buffalo saying, oh, let's just hope that we win. Like, trust me, I felt desperate as hell going into both those games. It just didn't work out. And then, you know, you keep working hard, keep chopping wood, carrying water, and then all of a sudden you get into a game and things, you know, finally look the way they're supposed to look. And it didn't happen just because last week we just, like, all of a sudden decided we want to. This was weeks in the making.
Okay. All right. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, it's one thing for him to say it, and I believe it, but then you watch the way they played against Buffalo and Green Bay, and it didn't look like they had the same level of urgency that they did on Sunday. So, and I thought when George Kittle said what he said, I did feel like a little bit of that was directed at the defense, even though he was quick to say, I'm not pointing fingers and I'm not naming names. Well, what I've seen from the defense is less of urgency and less of a forceful defense. And then you watch the game on Sunday and just put on the tape of the opening Bears drive or the first couple of drives. Those dudes are flying all over the place trying to hurt people.
Well, I think there's an underrated thing that happened on Sunday, and it's the return of Talanoa Hufanga. I think that there are things that happen because the safety is exactly that. He's the free safety. He is back there. He is the last line of defense. He can see things. And by the way, that secondary around him, very young. He's still very young,
yep,
but like incredibly young with the likes of Mustafa and Renardo Green out there. And I think that they needed a little bit of direction that Jair Brown, quite frankly, is either too young or ineffective in doing. And so it just looked to me like assignments were being handled better. That's what it looked like to me. And so from Fred's standpoint, here's what I think about that. It's really hard for us as people when someone says, like, I bet we all do this. You tell me, Dibs, if this is how you kind of react to this. Boss comes into a room, any workplace. Boss comes into a room and says, hey, we need to do a better job of blank. What's the first thing that goes through your head?
Well, I'm doing blank.
Exactly.
It must be Willard.
You and me.
Willard's not doing blank.
Right. You ain't doing blank.
He ain't doing blank.
That's how we think.
Yep.
So Fred, like any other human being, is like, George, are you talking about me? And I tried to say this on Monday. This was my reaction to George. I don't know if I'm right, but I feel like what George was talking about was not this tangible thing that you can hold in your hand. It's not like, oh, there's a sense of urgency, and number 54 didn't have it, and yeah, number 77.
54 does have it.
It's just
Fred Warner.
Right, it's this thing. It's this thing. It's, did you feel it, or you don't feel it? You've been in relationships before.
Yeah.
Some weeks, you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Some weeks, you ain't feeling it.
No.
And that's not directed at one person. It's the whole collective for whatever reason, and it can be really hard to sort of put a finger on it. So that's what I don't, I like me as a 49er fan, I would prefer that the conversation from George doesn't go there. I mean, you even asked me yesterday, who do you think he's talking about? I don't think he's talking about anybody. I think he's talking about the room.
The collective.
The room did not feel urgent.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Well, and you can look across the board at things that didn't happen on Sunday and look at the offensive line. They didn't commit a lot of penalties. I don't know if they committed any penalties. False starts. I know Dominic Pooney, he had the one false start, I believe, but the offensive line, they played a clean game, and the skill guys didn't drop the football, and the running backs ran with force. And the one thing, Mark, that stood out to me more than anything else was that the defense played downhill. The defense, even on the play where Swift absolutely pulverized Malik Mustafa. You remember the hit where Mustafa comes in and he tries to just put a hit on Swift, but Swift had the lower ground. He had the leverage, and he popped it right into Mustafa. He had come in and tried to put a lick on. The defense was playing a lot more forcefully.
Well, for me, this is like Thursday night, and my apologies if it sounds like we say this every week, but Thursday night for me,
it's a must win, Mark.
It's the witching hour.
The witching hour.
It is. Where losses become wins and wins become losses. If you don't speak red zone, my bad. But those of you who speak red zone know what I'm talking about. It's for multiple reasons. It's not just, A, it's a division opponent. You get back to 500, all that. That's all true. And I think that, like, any realistic shot at this thing is dead if the Niners don't win Thursday night. And if they do win Thursday night, it becomes very realistic that the Niners can still get involved in all of this. You know, like, even if it's a wild card, don't forget, you don't have to catch Seattle. Maybe you just catch Washington. They're 8-5 also. Like, there's a way in for the 49ers. You have to win Thursday, but it's not just that. From Nick Sorensen not trying to blitz, from the young secondary getting torched, all of these things, you are now being challenged by a Super Bowl champion veteran quarterback and his full complement of very talented receivers with a running back behind him who, quite frankly, scares the hell out of me.
And he should, because he gashed you last time you played him.
You need to stop that group. If you can, I will believe that you're real. If you can't, this was all fluff in the wind.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
But it's not even just that. It's like you weren't, like, all my points are wrong. Oh, you're actually good. Your record just doesn't show it. No, no. You have to be able to do this. And so this idea of, oh, they're back, that's what the defense needed to look like. Do it to the Rams. I know they're just 7-6, but the Rams, this is a real offense now that's really going to challenge the depth of your secondary. And if you can do it, I will believe that you are still a playoff-level team in the NFC.
And even if you win, it's not as simple as, you know, the division or Washington, the wild card, because there's other teams out there, such as Atlanta, a team that's fading, but if they win, they'd also be 7-7. So there are other teams that could rise up and make it more difficult.
Sure.
I don't think that 9-8 gets it done as a wild card. I think the wild card is going to need to be 10-7.
Probably.
So if you wind up 9-8, your only route might be the division, and at that point, you'd need a lot of help. So it feels like 10-7 is going to be the record that you're going to need to even have a chance at the wild card, let alone win the division.
I mean, I guess put it this way, and this is getting way ahead of ourselves, and so it's stupid, I get it, but this is just the way that my heart will feel. If you can slow this offense down, then I will believe that you have a shot on a Monday night at home against Detroit.
Yeah, well, I mean, any given Sunday, right. Monday.
The NFL, Detroit is just scraping wins out right now. They're amazing, but they're challenged, right? Like, they're not unbeatable.
They're challenged, but nobody's
unbeatable.
They squeaked one out with 34 points on the board.
Right, so, and then they squeaked one out over the Bears with 23 points on the board while the Bears just watched the game go away for no
reason.
Much.
Yeah, that was on Thanksgiving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. It was the Bears' previous game before this one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we've learned our lesson. The teams don't look the same every week.
No, of course
not. Someone asked me, how the hell are you going to slow the Rams down after what they did on Sunday? Well, they're not going to look like that.
Well, they might look better.
Maybe.
You know?
Right. And maybe the Niners will look like crap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many times we need to learn this lesson that these teams, what you saw them do last week does not mean they'll do it this week.
It's all matchups.
Right? If they were going to do that, betting would be easy.
The old show, NFL matchup, was called NFL matchup for a reason, because it's all about the matchup. And think about what we saw on Sunday with the Niners defensive line and Yetur Gross-Matos with 3 sacks. He had 4.5 sacks as his career high previous, and he had 3 in a game, and the D-line had 7 as a unit without Nick Bosa. So if you want to look at that, then you say, okay, the group is ready. They're ready to roll. They're going to make life miserable for Matthew Stafford. Well, it's about matchups, and the Bears' offensive line is not as good as the Rams' offensive line. So can the Niners' D-line take what they did against Chicago and build on that, even without Nick Bosa? Can they make things uncomfortable for Matthew Stafford?
Or does Nick play? We don't know that he's not going to play. You know, I know John Lynch said publicly today, like, Garendo didn't practice today, but he said publicly, Garendo's got a shot. He got a shot now.
Yeah.
He got a shot to play. And that he, the player, is really trying to convince the Niners that he can go in this one. And why wouldn't he? I mean, this is his big chance.
Yeah.
I get it that Isaac is probably absolutely desperate to get on the field.